Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, the Benedictus of Zechariah, Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the sun is still low on the horizon these days, but it is rising. Precious little daylight this end of November into December. You get up for your morning walk in pitch black, and maybe by the time you get back, the first hint of sunlight is just starting to peek over the trees. The alarm goes off to begin a new quarter, and there's not a lot of incentive to move. Dark days this time of year, but soon the days will be getting longer, the sun will be high in the sky. Now, Zechariah certainly got up on the bright side this morning. Even at his age, he's excited to start a new quarter, a new testament. His little son has just been born. Any daddy would be excited. But more than that, in this case, this little boy has just been circumcised, just been given the name that the angel said he was to have. And with that naming, Zechariah is finally able to tell the world what the angel said this boy's birth would mean. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Man, it feels good just to talk! And the birth of this little boy signals blessings for the world all the way into eternity. But what about in the meantime? Doesn't Zechariah seem to get a little ahead of himself? Listen to the tense of his verbs. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed in the past his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. Why? That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Don't we have a problem here? Zechariah talks like this is a done deal. But what in Zechariah's experience, looking back, could verify that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness all our days? God makes a covenant with Abraham. And immediately, Abraham is scared to death that the Egyptians, or later the Philistines, will kill him and take his wife. Israel comes out of Egypt, and immediately they're scared to death when they see the Red Sea on one side and Pharaoh's army on the other. They get to the Promised Land, and then there are Canaanites and Moabites and Philistines and Ammonites to terrify them. The days of David and Solomon are good. But then, there are the very scary Assyrians and Babylonians, even the Seleucids. Zechariah will not live to see the end of the Romans. And Herod's worst is still coming up. These are dark days for God's people. What's with this without fear? You breathe a sigh of relief because you've just finished your first official seminary classes. And immediately, you're scared to death because you got to start Hebrew 1. The heady language of theology is so exhilarating in the classroom. But then, one tough afternoon of fieldwork, it dawns on you, you're scared to death that the messy, smelly, and tangled service of a deaconess is going to break your heart. You come back from vicarage, ready to rule the school, and suddenly you're scared to death at the realization that you might get a call to a congregation that has contemporary worship. And what about our real enemies? Satan loves nothing better than to take down a brave new pastor or deaconess of his church. So quickly, he'll turn your zeal for righteousness and holiness into legalism and pride. And when some of your best members point this out to you, it won't be they that are your own worst enemies. There's a lot out there to fear. Isn't Zechariah kind of getting a little bit ahead of God? This is Advent, not Christmas. The forerunner has just been born. The Christ is still coming, and he won't come back for a long, long time. You don't count your money while you're sitting at the table. Sure, there's that horn of plenty salvation out there waiting for one of these days. But all our days? What about our days today and tomorrow? Seems as if the nights are getting longer this time of year. No. That's just the calendar. That's just the sun and planets. We've got something much more reliable to tell us what's what. We've got the oath of God's covenant, his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham. And Zechariah was right. What we have in covenant, on oath from God, we have right now. Yes, the sun is still low on the horizon, but it's rising. It's just as Zechariah says, God has visited, has redeemed his people. From the covenant of circumcision, to the parting of the Red Sea, to the judges, to David, to the return from captivity, God has always been with his people. Always has, always will, always was, always is, because the great event that Zechariah is now proclaiming in our text, God has always seen as an accomplished reality. The covenant was God's announcement that the sin that separated us from him has been atoned, has been forgiven. What for us was still in the future, our text says God remembered. God remembered the blood of the covenant that would be shed. already in Advent, it's Good Friday. The sun always has been shining on us because of that darkest day. That's precisely the point that Zechariah's son John would make clear. You, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. True knowledge of salvation is understanding that all the blessings of the covenant are received in the forgiveness of sins. The sun is shining on us when we are forgiven. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. And we've had that forgiveness. We've had that sun shining on us ever since the sunrise from on high visited us. That day, God sees from all eternity. The day the sunrise went to the cross. Even as, right now, the sun is still low on the horizon, as we struggle with Hebrew, as we fear the career we're getting ourselves into, as we're scared to death of the call we might get, as we confess our sins of rigidity and pride and shudder at what Satan can make of them, as we fear our enemies, the sunrise is shining his forgiveness on us. That means he's reconciled to us. That means he is with us. And that means he is enabling us to serve him in righteousness and holiness all our days, at least without needing to fear. The sun is still low on the horizon these days, but it has arisen. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.